This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hey everyone, it's Meg. Welcome back to Running on Sunshine. I just finished up with my registration for the New York City Marathon for transportation, baggage, and expo. This is going to be a super quick little episode just for anyone who's wondering how that worked, especially since it's summertime and things are a little slower with the actual races to report back on. So the way that it worked is that today is August the 16th, and at 12 o'clock, the New York City Road Runners website page opened up registration for these different three categories. One is to be able to check a bag during the marathon. Two is to pick your transportation options. And three is to do your race number pickup. I hopped on at 10:30 because I'm used to that Disney life where you have to be in the queue and waiting. So I didn't know what to expect with this. Anyways, I digress. I just hung out on the website, and then at 12 o'clock, the website kind of took over and refreshed into the queue. The queue is the adorable little running man that goes across the screen, which I love much more than the circle of death that Disney has. It's like he's like kind of like your friend running towards a goal with you. So that was encouraging. I was in queue for about 28 minutes before I got to make my selection. Again, a lot less time than what I'm used to. I was totally cool with it. I ate my lunch while I waited. We have a friend who was in a very remote area, and she apparently was able to get in almost immediately when she clicked on. So I think maybe it just depends on where you were, what you were pinging off of, if you hit it at just the right moment, etc. But myself and another friend had to wait almost 30 minutes to be able to get in. Once we got in, we only had a few choices for transportation. And I think that's based off of wave is the way that it looks. So the earlier waves had the option of like ferry and bus transport starting at 5 o'clock. And then the middle of the pack about 6:37, depending on where you fell. I'm gonna definitely be in that back wave. I put a low finish time. And so my earliest choices were 8:30 for the ferry and 8:45. So I selected 8:30, and my friends also did that are gonna be running as well. And then for packet pickup, we will be picking up on Saturday morning. Not ideal for New York City Marathon if you're looking for merchandise. I don't know at that point if I will be. I'm going to try and pre-order stuff, so it's not in my head as being something to be worried about. But so we're going to do Saturday. The window is from 9 a.m. till 12 in the afternoon. So I'm excited about that. That worked out perfectly for me. As far as baggage check, again, have not run the New York City Marathon. This is all new to me. I elected not to do a bag drop because I've heard that getting your bag at the end is tiresome when you're already on tired legs. It's a little bit more of an ordeal to try and go get your bag. You have to walk elsewhere instead of just leaving the chute. And honestly, I just want to be able to walk out and go. There's also nothing I can think of that I would want to check in a bag. Normally I would check like slides, like my UFOs, but I have spectators, and so I'm planning on just making them carry them, honestly, for me and meeting me at the end with that. But otherwise, there's not really anything else I can think of that I would want a bag check. So I elected not to do any baggage as well. So it was pretty easy. This part is done. Now next, my wave will come out sometime in October as we get closer to November when it starts. So I probably won't do a podcast for that one or an update, but when we get into November and it's time for us to start heading that direction, we'll do a quick update one as well. In the meantime, stay tuned as races start to pick back up this fall. Thanks guys. Have a great day. Thanks again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day. Hey.